we interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
Champions find a way. Dig deep, keep battling, keep competing, one stop at a time. We want to try to be conference champions every year. We want to try to win our county every year. We want to try to win our sectional every year.
This is the Arabian Sports Network pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome here to this presentation of Lady Arabians basketball on Joe Buck Court. Alongside Liam Davis, my name is Michael Hooker. This is our Madison County Tournament doubleheader tonight. Both the boys and girls take on the LaPel Bulldogs on their home court. So, Liam, this should be a very exciting matchup. Neither of these teams have faced each other on the girls' side. On the boys' side, they met earlier this year. So what can you expect to see out of both Pendleton and LaPel tonight for the girls?
Well, LaPel is currently on a six-game winning streak, so they're on a hot run right now. Pendleton's on a three-game winning streak right now. Pendleton's last one was against Jay County. They won by a score of 77-29.
Yeah, Pendletonites coming off of a very strong win. Casey Warfel, 37 points. Olivia Jones had a triple-double in that game. So really, Pendletonites coming off of a strong performance, hoping to carry that into this game. Obviously, they got a lot in store for them tonight as senior or junior Lanaya Wills, averaging 25.5 for the LaPel Lady Bulldogs, made a statement last year in the county game against the Lady Arabians, leading them to an overtime victory against the Lady Arabians, essentially ending their county tournament run. And that was a pretty competitive game last year, Liam.
Yeah, and we're obviously looking forward to another really competitive game from both of these teams. You know, Lanaya has just looked better from last year. Same with Casey Warfel. I mean, she's looked like a very better version of herself than last year.
Yeah, although Casey is averaging less than what she averaged last year, she's kind of adjusted to the way this team is this year. You know, they're more fine-tuned. There's a lot more scoring opportunities for more players, and Casey's finding those open people. Although she's only averaging about two assists a game, she's moving that ball around really well. And whether it's an assist for her or she gets it to the open girl and they work it through and find another better shot. Overall, this offense for the Lady Arabians, really, it looks like a very, very, very solid team. And I think that could definitely be a factor in tonight's game, because in this last matchup in the Madison County tournament, it was kind of the Casey Warfel show. She kind of took over, was trying to will this team. They were down. She took them to overtime. In overtime, fouls out. So this team had to rely on some other key players, like, you know, a freshman Ada Hupfer and a sophomore Olivia Jones. Now they're returning a lot of their starters. So I think this team could definitely prove to the Lady Bulldogs that they should be the Madison County champions, the reigning Madison County champions at that.
Yeah, and just going back to scores and stuff, Pendleton has great players on the starting lineup, and then they even have more space on the coming off the bench with Aubrey Warfel, Bree Perry, Avery Miller, and then Aubrey Gray also. Aubrey Gray kind of splits minutes with one of the starters, whether that be Olivia Jones or Mamie Trout. But overall, there is a lot of scores on this Pendleton team. Same with LaPel. LaPel, they run a more than likely a six-person roster, but they still have very deep players with freshmen on the roster also that can score from anywhere on the court as well.
Yeah, I mean, Pendleton Heights, you know, they can get hot real quick scoring-wise. They've shown it before that they can, if they're on that night, they're a very hard team to stop. You know, Casey, in that last game especially, Casey Warfel, 37 points in only 25 minutes. She can score quickly, and she's a very fast player. She's really gotten a three-point shot this year, 38% from behind the arc, where in the past few years it's been under 30% from behind the arc. She's really worked on that side of her game, and we've seen a completely different player with Casey from that, because she's worked the ball around more, gotten more open shots around the perimeter, because players have been playing off more, because in the past she hasn't had that three-point shot. Well, now She's got that three-point shot. She's a very dynamic player, and she's a hard one to stop.
And going on to the lapel side as well, you know, Linaya, same as Casey, she's fast. She is a bit taller than Casey, though. She can shoot from behind the arc. She can play inside. She's averaging around 14 rebounds a game, which is crazy, alongside with 25.5 points a game. So she can battle inside. She can battle outside. She can guard up at half court if she wants to. She can guard in the paint. She's just an all-around player, and she's really good at it.
Well, and not to mention, she's 6 foot with a guard's handle, can finish like a forward, can play the wing position. She really is an all-around, a very, very, very good player. So for Pendleton Heights, how do you defend that? Well, size-wise, you match her up with Ada, but then on the perimeter, you go to Casey or Olivia. I think you'd rather go with Olivia because Olivia's been mainly taking that perimeter defensive job against some of the better players on the season. And I think if you want a chance to, you know, shut down Linaya Wills, you go with Olivia Jones. She can, size-wise, Olivia Jones isn't much shorter. She can definitely keep up with her speed-wise and has a very good perimeter defensive game. So that could be definitely a key matchup is Olivia Jones versus Linaya Wills. But me and Liam are going to take a short break. When we return, we'll have the starting lineups and keys of the game for both LaPel and Pendleton. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Get the inside scoop on Arabian Athletics every Monday from 5 to 6 p.m. with the ASN Coaches Show.
Welcome here to today's presentation of the ASN Coaches Show.
Hosted by the WEEM sports staff, we're talking to coaches and athletes and keeping you updated on everything happening in PHHS athletics. Tune in to 91.7 WEEM.
Keep up to date with what's going on around the campus and community by following us on 91.7 WEEM. From game day previews, tonight's broadcasters, game day updates, podcasts, and so much more. Follow us on Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. 91.7 WEEM. Back to the Arabian Sports Network's pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM as we're back here with about 35 seconds till the national anthem. So really not much time to talk about starting lineups and keys of the game. So, Liam, I guess we'll just go right back to break for the national anthem. And then we'll get back to you guys with the starting lineups and keys of the game. So you guys are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
As student-athletes, we've learned a thing or two about work ethic.
That's because we have a lot to balance between being students and being athletes.
Engaging in class and in practice.
Studying our textbooks and our opponents.
Strengthening our minds and our bodies. I'm Jake Timman from Fort Wayne Snyder High School.
And I'm McKenna Cruz from Greenwood High School. As students and as athletes, we work hard to manage our time effectively, to maintain our grades and our eligibility, and to prepare for tests on and off the field.
We can't do any of it without putting in the work every single day.
High school sports instill a strong work ethic because being a student and being an athlete demands excellence in both.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Nardi. Join us by being a champion of high school sports and support our student athletes by buying a ticket to your school's athletic events. This is working hard in the classroom. This is working hard on the playing field. This is your IHSAA.
Don't miss out. A new episode of WEEM Weekly comes out bi-weekly on Wednesdays. We interview those within the school and around the community.
It's always great to work with people that you actually
yes.
like.
You can find the latest episode of WEEM Weekly anywhere podcasts can be found.
Thank you for listening to the WEEM Weekly Podcast.
91.7 WEEM.
Do you want to expand your client base? Show your support for the 91.7 WEEM by becoming an underwriter.
You can also help student broadcasters gain valuable skills of leadership, but we can't do it without your support. For more information, contact Luke Watson at 260-417-5802 or at lwatson@smcse.com. 91.7 WEEM.
What do high school coaches, teachers, and parents have in common?
They're all mentors who make a meaningful difference in the lives of student athletes like us. I'm Danae Klein from South Putnam High School.
And I'm Charlie Hosner from Forest Park High School. Mentors play a critical role during our most formative years.
They share wisdom and a listening ear.
They challenge us to grow and reach our full potential.
They model character, integrity, and commitment day in and day out.
They set the bar high and serve as a positive example for us to follow long after we've graduated.
They believe in us before we believe in ourselves.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Noddy. Support the life-changing work of our mentors by buying a ticket to your school's athletic events. Thank you for being a champion of high school sports. This is developing today's student athletes. This is empowering tomorrow's leaders. This is your IHSAA.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Show your support today by donating to 91.7 WEEM. Donations to the station help improve our students' learning experiences and opportunities, but we can't do it without your support. For more information, contact Luke Watson at 765-778-2161, extension is 6095, or lwatson@smcse.com. We greatly appreciate your support for donating and by tuning in. 91.7 WEEM.
Where have we learned what it takes to be committed to something bigger than ourselves?
To understand how our actions impact others.
To always put the team first.
High school sports. I'm Grayson Mealy from Westell High School.
And I'm Kayla Hanazeski from Penn High School. While we want to win games and be successful for ourselves, the commitment we have to our teammates means we want to win for each other.
We always give our best for each other.
We want to help each other achieve something great.
Whether that's carrying on school traditions, being a positive example in our community, or winning a state championship.
Our commitment to our team, our school, and our community is the reason for everything we do.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Noddy. You can show your commitment to being a champion of high school sports by buying a ticket to your school's athletic events. This is committing to your team. This is committing to high school sports. This is your IHSAA.
Thank you for listening to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show. Now stay tuned for play-by-play action of your Pendleton Heights Arabians.
Out to Warfel. Casey Warfel, step back, mid-range J. It's up and it's good for Casey Warfel.
Maybe Trout quickly in the other direction, finishes with the left hand.
This is Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court for this presentation of the Madison County 2025 tournament presented here by Pizza Hut. As the PA announcer, Mr. Unkler, is going through the starting lineups for LaPel. It's going to be Layla Dawson, Sophie Goodwin, Lanaya Wills, Taylor Mraz, and Brooklyn Bowles. And then for Pendleton Heights, it's going to be your usual starting five. It's going to be Trout Warfel, Olivia Jones, Emma Roberts, and Ada up for manning the middle. So, Liam, we got a great trip, I believe, for the tip circle. It's going to be Hupfer for Pendleton Heights and Wills for LaPel, as they are the two tallest players. So this should be a really good matchup. I'm excited for it. Have not seen these two play yet in the season, as we did mention that in the pregame. They don't meet until later on. I believe that. Yeah, they don't meet until the 21st of this month. So we are underway here in Pendleton Heights as the Lady Arabians will have the ball. Emma Roberts to bring the ball up after the tip. Goes to Trout in the corner. Dribbles back up to the wing. Cross-court pass to Warfel. Finds Emma Roberts. Corner three. Bang! Pendleton Heights scoring starts with a Roberts three. 3-0, 7:35 and counting here in the first. Pendleton Heights leading. As here's Bowles with it. Now to Wills. Gets a screen from Roz. Finds Bowles. Back up to Goodwin. Now to Roz. Over to Dawson. Dawson finds Wills. Now to Goodwin. Now to Roz. Goes to Dawson. Defended closely by Roberts. Hand off to Roz once again. Finds Dawson. Hits the cutting Wills. Step through. Layup. No good. Rebound by Mamie Trout.
We see Olivia Jones scoring up very closely on Lana Wills.
Roberts calling out the play she wants. Passes it to Casey. Now Casey back to Roberts on the far wing. Trying to set up some offense. Resetting. Casey Warfel with it. Top of the key. Back to Roberts near wing. Gets a screen from Hupper. Switched on to by Goodwin. Now to Jones. Now to Casey Warfel. She takes a corner three. High arcing three. No good. Rebounded by Mamie Trout. Reverse layup. No good. Rebound. Ada Hupfer. Spin move. Layup. Good. Hupfer the putback. 5-0. The lead now for Pendleton Heights was 6:25 and counting here in the first. Dawson up the court quickly. Finds Goodwin. Goodwin scanning. Goes to Mraz. Mraz with it. Near far wing. Now to Dawson. Gets a screen from Mraz. Cross-court pass to Goodwin. Finds Bowles. Now to Wills. Lanai will step back. Three-pointer. Won't fall. Rebound Hupfer. Up the floor quickly, pushing the pace. It's the Lady Arabians. Floats the pass in to Hupfer. Tipped out by a Lady Bulldog. And a steal by Dawson. And Casey Warfel a steal right away. Offhand layup. Good. 7-0 the scores, 5:45 and counting here in the first. Pendleton Heights leading. Bowles with it. Finds Dawson. Now to Wills. It's a good one. Casey Warfel, another near steal. Hands it off to Mraz. Now to Dawson. Kicks it back out to Goodwin. Now to Mraz in the corner. Back up to Dawson. Resetting. Trying to find some offense here for the Lady Bulldogs. Pass stolen by Jones. Recovered by Roberts. Roberts thought about a three. Hands it off to Trout. Now to high post for Hupfer. Hupfer spin around Jay. Won't fall. Rebound Lanaya Wills. Up the floor quickly. Wills pushing the pace. Spinning around. Shot. No good. Rebound tipped around. And Dawson by the Lady Bulldogs gets it. Goodwin pull up Jay. Banks it in. And full timeout here by Coach Rogers. We'll take it with him. Pendleton Heights lead 7-2 over the Lady Bulldogs with 4:50 remaining in the first on the Arabian Sports Network 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Community Sports and Wellness, Fitness, Tennis, Pickleball, and Athletics, located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton. Phone 765-744-1606. Online at communitysw.com.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back right into the action with 4:40 remaining here in the first. Olivia Jones has it. Far corner, takes a three. It's good. Pendleton Heights now leads 10-2 with 4.5 minutes remaining here in the first quarter over the Lady Bulldogs of LaPel. Dawson kicks it to Wills. Wills driving. Switched onto by Huffer. Kicks it to, I believe, Goodwin in the corner. Now to Dawson. Kicks it out. I believe that was Addie Bodenhorn with the three. Cuts Pendleton Heights leads down to 5. So Roberts to bring the ball up, crosses the timeline here for Pendleton Heights. Goes to Casey Warfel, far corner, drives, kicks it around, Ada Hupfer, the good pass in the post. Hupfer gets another basket. She's up to four now with that make. Dawson brings up the ball for the Bulldogs. Hands it off to Bodenhorn. Now to Mraz. Sets her feet, goes to Wills. Jab step. Gets a double team. Gives a screen to Dawson. Dawson goes the other way. No look pass to Goodwin. Now to Mraz. Sets her feet. Bodenhorn. Wills. Jab step. Jab steps again. Kicks it to Goodwin. Goodwin. Pull up Jay. Block, but a foul. Looks like Warfel caught her on the arm on the way up. So that'll be Casey's first, team's first of the quarter with 3:28 remaining here in the first. Pendleton Heights leads 12-5.
And Lanai Wills kind of draw that double team on that double jab step there. Kicks the ball out and
So Goodwin missed the first free throw. Jane Armington comes in for LaPel, and Aubrey Gray comes in for the Lady Bulldogs. Roberts will take a seat for Pendleton Heights. So Gray to bring up the ball for the Lady Arabians. Crosses the timeline.
LaPel's in the 2-3 zone.
Casey Warfel drives to her right, steps into the three-point line. Jay won't fall, rebound Wills. Lanaya Wills pushing the pace. Trying to get up the floor quickly. Sets her feet. Three-pointer. Won't fall. Rebound secured by Aubrey Gray. Finds Trout in the corner. Couldn't get a handle on the ball, so it'll go out of bounds and be a turnover for Pendleton Heights. And Aubrey Warfel checks in for Trout.
And, you know, the Arabians, they can really shoot the ball, and they live for a 2-3 zone. They just move the ball around, find open shots, and they'll fall.
So Dawson bring up the ball for LaPel. Switched on to by Jones. Now back on to by Gray. Goodwin. Top of the key finds Dawson once again. And a near steal by Olivia Jones. Secured by Armington. Now Dawson drives. Layup. Good. 12-8 now the score. Pendleton Heights leads by four with 2.5 minutes remaining here in the first. Casey Warfel draws the double. Finds Aubrey Gray. Floats one back to Casey Warfel. Back cross court to Gray. Couldn't get her feet set, and it's a travel and another turnover by Pendleton Heights. So yes, it'll be LaPel ball.
She's just trying to get around the defense a little bit too fast. She got an open hole, and she wanted to take it. Just took a little bit too much steps in between that first dribble.
So Dawson to bring the ball up once again for the Lady Bulldogs. Goes to Lanaya Wills, high post. Posting up the 6-3 Hupfer. Shot blocked by Ada. So Aubrey Gray with the ball. Crosses the timeline for the Lady Arabians. Floats a pass to Aubrey Warfel. Takes a three-pointer. Bang! Aubrey Warfel the three. 15-8 the score. Pendleton Heights leads by seven.
We also see a defensive switch. Ada Huffer is on Lanaya Wills instead of Olivia Jones.
Armington to Wills. Now to Dawson in the corner. Dawson scanning. Finds a cutting good one. And a travel and a turnover by the Lady Bulldogs. So it'll be Pendleton Heights ball once again with a minute 33 remaining in the first. Pendleton Heights leads 15-8.
You know, Ada Hufford just uses her height in the paint, and you see a cutting Dawson. Dawson sees a person cutting. She hits her. She tries to take a shot, and it gets. She gets scared to shoot it, it looked like.
So another turnover there. Casey Warfel couldn't get her feet set, so it's a travel and will be LaPel ball. Minute 20 remaining here in the first. 15-8 still the score. Pendleton Heights leads over LaPel by 7. Dawson with it. Finds Wills, high post. Trying to back down Hupfer. Kicks it out to Goodwin. Over to Armington. Now, here's it. Bodenhorn kicks it back out to Dawson. Now to Wills. Jab step. Crosses over. Gives it back to Dawson. Gives her a screen. Switched on to by Hupfer. Not a good one. Trying to get it to Wills. Stolen by Jones. Kicks it to Warfel. Casey Warfel, the two is good. 17-8 the score now. Pendleton Heights leads by 9 with just under 40 seconds remaining in the first.
That's Olivia Jones' second steal already in this game. Looking
Dawson
to see more from her.
Working on Gray. finds Wills. Wills, 25 seconds remaining in the first. Kicks it to Goodwin. Over to Armington. Now to Dawson once again. Finds Bodenhorn. Looking where to go with it. Hands it off to Wills. Nearly goes out of bounds. Stolen by Huffer. Olivia Jones. 10 seconds remaining in the first. Finds a cutting Casey Warfel. Layup good for Warfel. With just 2 seconds remaining, Dawson won't put up a shot. Banks in a three before. They're saying it counts. So Dawson gets up a three before the buzzer and it counts. So 19-11 our score. Pendleton Heights leads by 8 after 1 on the Arabian Sports Network 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court for your Lady Arabians lead, the Lady Bulldogs, 19-11 after a buzzer beater from Layla Dawson for three at the end of the first quarter. So, kind of a slower game here, Liam. Some turnovers, not really... a chance for some of these teams to get their feet, set and, get some offense secured and make a good run. I mean, Pendleton Heights, ever since the start of the game, they've kind of gotten the lead and haven't given it away, but...
If I'm LaPel, I'm slowing the offense down. They've turned the ball over too much.
And Olivia Jones, another steal, I believe her third, finds a cutting Trout. Layup is good. 10-point Pendleton Heights lead now.
After the make from Trout. That'll happen. Olivia Jones will just pounce on the ball. It's a free steal for her.
Yeah, so Dawson hands it off to Goodwin. Goodwin drives. Layup blocked by Hupfer. Comes away with a rebound. Ball's loose on the ground, and another steal by Jones. Her fourth now. Finds Trout on the far wing. Jones kicks it in to Casey Warfel. Layup no good, but a foul. So she'll go to line for two. The LaPel's first. Foul goes on Brooklyn Bowles, so that'll be her first, team's first. 21-11 the score. Pendleton Heights leads with 7:17 remaining in the first. Warfel, the first one up and in. It's a case of Warfel, an 80% free throw shooter. Very good from the line this year.
To start the second quarter, the Arabians have had two steals and a block. And we're 43 seconds into the quarter.
I think I just had announcer's jinx because she missed the second one. Casey Warfel misses her second free throw. So goes 1-for-2 from that trip at the line. 22-11 the score. Dawson, pull up Jay. No good. Rebound, Emma Roberts. Roberts now pushing the pace. Slows it down. LaPel sitting in that 3-2 zone still. Jones in the far corner. Cross-court pass to Roberts on the wing. Kicks it to Huffer in the post. Nearly loses it. Spin around Jay. Good. Ada Huffer to the two.
And Ada Huffer just using her size once again, just using her hook shot all over the defenders.
Dawson. All offensive foul by Bowles, so be her second, team second. And another turnover by the LaPel Lady Bulldogs, and will be Pendleton Heights ball once again.
Brooklyn Bowles, her second team foul, number 2 for LaPel. Reporting in for the Bulldogs, number 15, Addie Bodenhorn.
So Bodenhorn will come back in for Bowles. Roberts to bring the ball up for Pendleton Heights, crosses the timeline, goes to Warfel on the near wing. Now to Jones, near corner. Back up top to Casey Warfel, thought about a three, drives to her right. Now to Roberts, sets her feet, corner three. No good, rebound. Lanaya Wills on the fast break. Layup, good. That's where Wills likes to thrive, is in the fast break. She could use her size and speed against people. They get the easy two right there. Roberts floats the pass into Hupfer. Spin around Jay. It's too easy. Gets the two right back. Pendleton Knights leads 26-13 with 5:50 remaining here in the half.
Once again, Ada Hupfer just using her height just over Lanaya Wills, getting another hook shot into the goal.
So Lanaya Wills on the opposite end, switched on to by Olivia Jones, finds Goodwin. Now to Mraz. Back to Wills. Working on Hupford, drives, loses the ball, recovers, finds Goodwin. Corner three. Too strong, goes right into the hands of Olivia Jones. Pulls up, kicks it back out. Ada Hupford, three. It's good. Pendleton Knights offensively struggling to miss. Coach Newby will take a timeout here for LaBelle. We'll take it with them. 29-13 the score. Pendleton Knights leads with 5:15 remaining in the half on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style. Haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street, Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Back to Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court. If you're just joining the broadcast alongside Liam Davis, I'm Michael Hooker. The Lady Arabians lead the LaBelle Lady Bulldogs 29-13 here in the first half. And Pendleton Heights offensively, although they have only scored about 30 points, it seems like they can't miss today.
I think the only shot that they've missed was the one free throw by Casey Wolfel in the second quarter.
No, they definitely missed a couple of threes.
It doesn't look like it.
It doesn't. Obviously, it doesn't seem like it. I mean, they're not taking a ton of shots, but what they are taking does go in. As LaBelle will have the ball. Dawson trying to get it to Wills. Stolen by Hupfer. Olivia Jones's pass too high for Roberts on the fast break. Will go out of bounds. And Aubrey Warfel and Gray will check back in for Trout and Roberts. So another quick substitution here by Coach Rogers. Goodwin to bring the ball up for LaBelle. And Warfel forces the jump ball and forces the turnover. So it'll be Pendleton Heights ball.
You know, and that's one of the things Casey Wolfel's really good at is defense, and she's just really aggressive also and just gets to bat down the ball and causes her to lose control.
Up for a wide open layup. It's good. That seems to be the play for Pendleton Heights. Go high post to Hupfer or Warfel. And the other one's open in the post.
As Ada Mraz Hupfer is up to 13 points already.
As Dawson with it for LaBelle. Goes to Bodenhorn. Now to Mraz. Finds Wills. Wills, the drive, crosses over. Offhand layup. It's good. So I believe that's her fourth point of the night.
If she sees an open lane, she's going to take that lane.
Gray finds Aubrey Warfel, kicks to her sister Casey in the corner. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound secured by Hupfer. Spin around, trying to get it to Casey Warfel. Loses the ball, goes right to Olivia Jones. Now to Aubrey Gray. Aubrey Warfel, jab step. Finds Ada Hupfer, high post. Spins around, steps into her J. Won't fall. Rebound secured by Aubrey Warfel. Her shot no good. Rebound Lanaya Wills. Mraz up ahead. Can't secure the ball and goes out of bounds. Will be Pendleton Heights ball. As Armington and Bowles will come in for Dawson and Bodenhorn. And Perry comes in for Hupfer for Pendleton Heights. Aubrey Gray with it. Goes to Olivia Jones on the near wing. Scanning the defense, looking where to go with it. Spinning around, picks up her dribble. Finds Casey Warfel. Pull up Jay. No good. Bowles the rebound for the Lady Bulldogs. Wills with it on the other end. Warfel trying to poke it loose. Reach in foul. So that'll be her first, team's first of the quarter. 31-15 still the score. 3 minutes remaining here in the first half. Middleton Heights leads by 16 over the Lady Bulldogs. Armington with it. Gets a screen from Goodwin. Finds Mraz. Now to Wills in the post. Her shot, good. So Aubrey Gray to bring up the ball for the Lady Arabians. Goes to Olivia Jones on the far wing. Now to Casey Warfel. Top of the key. Thought about a three. Takes it. Back iron. Won't fall. Rebound Bowles. Warfel 0-for-3 from behind the arc so far tonight as Wills has it on the opposite end for the Lady Bulldogs. Finds Goodwin. Now to Armington. Screen from Bowles. Back to Bowles. Now to Mraz. Over to Goodwin. Here's Armington. Back to Goodwin. Stolen away by Casey Warfel. And a foul is called.
Just a whole lot of pushing and shoving from both teams.
Foul goes on Olivia Jones. Her first, team's second. Hupfer and Roberts come back in for Aubrey Warfel and Aubrey Gray. And Layla Dawson comes back in for LaPel. She gets it off the inbound. Minute 55 remaining here in the half. Dawson drives. And a foul called on Perry on the drive. They're saying it was on the floor, so LaPel will get it once again. Three team fouls now for Pendleton Heights. Perry's first. So it'll be LaPel ball after the foul. It'll be an inbound on the baseline. Dawson to inbound. Goes to Bowles. Right back to Dawson. Now to Mraz. Back to Dawson. Closely defended by Roberts. Now to Wills. Screen by Bowles. Pump fakes a three. Kicks it over to Dawson. Now to Goodwin. Back to Wills. Jab step. Drives. Pulls up. Shot no good, but a foul. So Wills will go to line for two. Foul goes on Roberts. It's her first, team's fourth. So one more, and that puts LaPel in the quarter bonus with a minute and a half remaining in the half. Wills' first is good. Cuts the Pendleton Heights lead down to 13.
Wills is up to 7 points, leading scorer for LaPel, and Ada Huffer's still at 13 points.
Wills, the second, no good. Rebound by Hupfer. Roberts slowing things down here for the Lady Arabians. Not trying to rush into anything offensively to Jones. High post for Hupfer. Jab step, drive, spin move on Bowles. Layup won't fall. Rebound secured by Jones. Right back to Hupfer. Shot, no good, but a foul. So she'll go to line 4-2. Up for the first. No good. She's a 75% free throw shooter, so pretty solid from the line. But Casey Warfel and Bree Perry will sit down for Aubrey Warfel and Mamie Trout. As the second one by Hupfer, that one falls, so 1-for-2 from that trip. 105 remaining here in the half. 32-18 the score. Pendleton Heights leads the Lady Bulldogs. Wills, top of the key. Kicks it out to Goodwin. Now to Mraz, over to Dawson. Now to Bodenhorn, back to Dawson, gets a screen, goes the opposite direction, drives, kicks it out to Goodwin. Now to Mraz. Mraz looking where to go with it. Good defense there by Trout. Now to Goodwin. Kicks it back to Mraz. Now to Dawson. Now to Goodwin. To Wills. A lot of passing here by the Lady Bulldogs. Wills kicks it out. Goodwin. She drives. Kicks it out once again to Dawson. Over to Wills. Top of the key. Pump fake. And a travel. Couldn't get her feet set. And it'll be another turnover. And penalty tonight's ball with 21 seconds remaining here in the half. I think you play for last shot here. In
that was half-time. Really good defense from the Arabians on a single shot.
As Roberts with it, finds Aubrey Warfel, far wing. Now to Olivia Jones, top the key. 10 seconds remaining here. Trout, pump fake, kicks it to Hupfer. Now to Aubrey Warfel, 5 seconds left, puts up a three, falls short, rebound Olivia Jones. Shot no good, so that'll take us to halftime. 32-18 the score. Penalty tonight's leading by 14 over the Lady Bulldogs here in the first round of the Madison County Tournament. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Cowan Chiropractic, located at One Plaza Drive, Suite 20 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-7399. Also online at CowanChiropracticCenter.com.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You got to pay attention.
Well, they need to continue that success.
But there's going to be runs by both teams.
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court as me and Liam are going to break down some first half stats here by both Pendleton Heights and LaPel. We're going to start with Pendleton Heights as they do lead 32-18 over the visiting LaPel Bulldogs in the first round of the Madison County Tournament. So, Liam, leading scorer for Pendleton Heights out of their 32 points, Ada Hupfer, 14 of those 32, putting on a good show, 5 for 8 from inside the arc, 1 for 1 from outside the arc. Then right behind her, it's going to be Casey Warfel with 7, Olivia Jones, Emma Robertson, Aubrey Warfel with 3, and then Mamie Trout rounding out the bunch with 2 points of her own. And then for the LaPel Lady Bulldogs leading them, no shocker here, it's Lanaya Wills with 7, then Dawson with 5, and then Sophie Goodwin and Addie Bodenhorn with 3 points apiece. And that rounds out the 18 points for the Lady Bulldogs. So, Liam, first half-wise, Pendleton Heights shooting 9 for 17 from inside the arc, 4 for 9 from outside the arc, and 50% from the free throw line. You kind of wish that, you know, you were better than 50% from the free throw line in this one. I mean, your two best free throw shooters went to the line and both missed one. That kind of, it's not a good sign.
Yeah, obviously Coach Rogers has to be a little bit upset about that. But you can't be mad at all because your team's winning. You're shooting good from behind the arc. You're shooting good from inside the arc. You're shooting good for everywhere. It's just the free throw line is the biggest piece that they're missing right now. And if they can continue to knock down free throw shots, then they will win this game.
Yeah, I mean, in the first half as a team shooting 44% from behind the arc, I mean, that's hard to do as a team. Usually teams shoot about 25-30%, if that, you know, and maybe they have a player that's shooting over 40% from behind the arc. But, I mean, you got Roberts and Aubrey Warfel shooting 1-for-2 from behind the arc. Huffer is obviously 1-for-1. Casey Warfel 0-for-3 from behind the arc, which is kind of odd. As in the pregame, we were saying she's really, you know, improved on her three-point shot, and she's 0-for-3 right now. So I think Pendleton Heights, offensively, they've been passing the ball around, getting the open shot, getting it to the open player with the best shot. So I think offensively, Pendleton Heights really doesn't need to change much. And defensively, they're putting on good pressure on the ball, and that's what you like to see. Not fouling too much, only 5 total fouls for Pendleton Heights, 3 total fouls for the Lady Bulldogs. So overall, not an overly physical game fouling-wise by either team.
No, and obviously only allowing Lanaya Wills to score 7 points in the half when she's averaging 25.5 a game is really good. We've seen Olivia Jones and Ada Huffer guard her the majority of the game, but then we also saw Casey Warfel guarding her a little bit, depending on what type of lineup was in the game. But Ada Huffer was holding her ground. Same with Olivia Jones. Olivia Jones was holding her ground exceptionally well, even off the ball, off Lanaya Wills, just allowing her player to not get the ball at all. Ada Huffer, she allowed Lanaya Wills to get the ball, but she still had a lot of pressure, not allowing Lanaya Wills to hit a single three in that quarter.
Yeah, and that's what you want to see defensively. Good off-ball pressure. That's a hard thing to do, is have good off-ball pressure. People kind of get lazy off-ball, don't really put too much pressure on their defender when they're, you know, sitting off of them and they don't have the ball. But we haven't seen that from Olivia Jones. She's been up in Wills' face, not letting her get comfortable at all. And that's kind of what you want to see. You don't want to give them any sense of comfort out of this. And that's a good thing to see, because it kind of messes up their offense in a sense, because if they're uncomfortable off the ball, they're even more uncomfortable with the ball. So they really can't find a way to get into a groove to get anything going.
Yeah, and towards the lapel's last possession in the second quarter, we saw a good minute to a half of really good defense from the Arabians, and they did not get a single shot off, and it ended in a Lanaya Wills travel call.
Yeah,
that was unexpected from the Arabians, because usually lapel's been getting a shot off. They didn't get a shot off there, causing a turnover, and the Arabians barely missed the layup to end the halftime.
Yeah, and so Pendleton Heights this first half has played pretty well. Let's talk about the tournament a little bit more. You know, the winner of this game here tonight, they will play the winner of Alexandria and Anderson. That game will be at the winner of Game 1, which is Alexandria versus Anderson. So more than likely it will end up to be Alexandria. They are on a 16-game win streak right now. They are a very good team this year. So more than likely we will see, with the way things are going here for Pendleton Heights and Lapel, knock on wood, they keep trending this way. We will see a Pendleton Heights at Alexandria. I believe tomorrow will be the time of that game. And then, obviously, we will have the boys up next after this. They will have the same scenario. They will play Lapel tonight. The winner of that will go on to play at the winner of Anderson and Alexandria. So, once again, you have an expected winner for that game. But really, overall, both boys and girls tonight should be a very competitive night. A great night of playing 2 full basketball games. Usually it's a varsity and JV. With this, it's a doubleheader. So doubleheaders are different for basketball season.
And, you know, the next game, I think you had a little bit wrong. I think girls will play at Frankton, and boys will play at Anderson. The winner of Anderson-Alexandria for girls will play at Frankton, and the winner
that's
of this
you
game,
are right. I do have that
and
wrong.
The,
we looked
and
at this.
The boys, Alexandria versus Anderson, will play the winner of Pendleton versus Lapel at Anderson.
Yeah, so, okay, yes. That's correct. So we'll play at Frankton, or... because they play Anderson, unless
if the Arabians win,
unless APA wins. If APA wins, then they will play at APA. Yeah. They play at the winner of Frankton and APA for girls. I got that wrong. Thanks for correcting me. But yeah, no, this is, I mean.
And that also goes with the winner of Anderson and Alexandria. Whoever wins that game, they will play there. So yeah. They could play Alexandria or they could play Anderson.
Yeah, the winner of game one and game two play each other in the next round, and the winner of games three and four play each other. And then obviously the winners of those two games will play each other for the sectional championship. Pendletonites.
County.
Or county championship. Obviously, Pendletonites last year missed out on that opportunity in this game against LaPel, where it was a very high-scoring matchup. Went to overtime. And so, Pendletonites this year, it's kind of a different story. Up by, 14 points right now? If it stays this way, we could see a different outcome in even the second round.
Yeah, and obviously the Arabians have a lot more shooters that are more comfortable with shooting the ball and having a little more experience at the varsity level. To LaPel, they have two seniors on their roster.
Yeah, they're a very young team.
Three juniors. So that's five upperclassmen, and the rest are freshmen and sophomores. So there's not a lot of experience on this LaPel roster, but they're still holding their ground really well.
Yeah, I mean, LaPel, it's not like they're letting Pendletonites get out and, you know, run away with this. Yes, they are down 14, but it's not a huge difference in the game. It's a, kind of a close 14, if you want to put it that way. They're closer to each other than what it seems. If that makes any sense. You know, LaPel's letting them get maybe a couple shots in here and there, and then defensively they figure out, okay, we'll change this possession. Okay, we got a turnover. Now let's go score off of it. And they'll score. They have scored off of it. You know, Lanai Wills has gotten a couple of fast break layups. So LaPel has had some flashes of that here in this game, and I think if they can keep executing on that, they could definitely rally their way back into this game in the second half. But we are just a few seconds away from beginning our second half. As this crowd getting more and more filled for this. As we are underway here for the second half of basketball, it'll be the Lady Bulldogs ball. Dawson has it for the Lady Bulldogs into Lanaya Wills. Out to Mraz, over to Goodwin near wing. Defended by Warfel. Finds Bodenhorn. Tries to get it to Goodwin. Tipped out by Warfel. So it'll stay with the Lady Bulldogs. Dawson to inbound goes to Wills. Lanaya Wills, only 7 points here in this matchup. Gives it to Dawson. Screen from Wills, drives. Backs out, finds Wills in the post. Double team, shot, falls. Opens up the scoring here in the second half. 4-2. Roberts finds Jones. Now to Casey Warfel, top of the key. Drive, layup. Good. Casey Warfel, the two. Back-to-back layups for both teams. It's Casey Warfel, the steal. Layup, good. Coach Rogers switching to a full-court press. I believe trying to put this game on ice with this full-court pressure. As Wills and the Lady Bulldogs break it, gets it to Bodenhorn in the corner. Now up to Dawson. Driving on Roberts, kicks it back out to Bodenhorn. Now to Wills, top of the key. Drives to her left, crosses over, drives back to her right. Goodwin passes it out of bounds, and it'll be a turnover and Pendletonites ball.
Just some miscommunication from the LaPel offense. Just passes the ball, and the person wasn't looking, goes straight out of bounds.
Roberts finds Huffer, far wing. Now to Trout, top of the key. Olivia Jones, near wing, trying to feed it into Huffer. Stolen by Lanaya Wills. Lanaya Wills on the fast break. Nearly loses her dribble. shot just rims out. Rebound, Olivia Jones. Roberts with it, trying to orchestrate some offense here for the Lady Arabians. Jones finds Trout, top of the key. Roberts, corner, thought about a three, drives, baseline layup, it's good. Four-court press once again by the Lady Arabians. LaPelle breaks it. It's Dawson with it. Kicks it to Bodenhorn. Three-pointer off mark. Rebound, Casey Warfel. Up the floor quickly, hop step, layup, no good. And they're calling a travel. And Coach Rogers not really agreeing with that. Wills off the inbound from Dawson. Back to Wills. Drives. Shot no good, but a foul. Believe that one will go on Trout. Kind of wrapped her arm in there.
Foul call number five, Danny Trout, her first. Team foul number one for Thompson Heights.
That's her first.
Foul number 50, Ada Hupfer.
Oh, correction. Foul call on Ada Hupfer. Her first, team's first of the quarter. Wills, the first, no good.
Reporting in for LaPelle, number two, Jane Armington.
Armington comes in for Dawson. For the Lady Bulldogs. So, quick substitution. 5:19 remaining here in the third. 38-20 the score. Pendleton Knights leads by 18 as the second free throw is good by Wills. So lead cut down to 17.
That gets Lanai Wills into double digits in the scoring column.
Roberts to Hupfer. Now to Trout. Over to Jones. Steps back. Three-pointer. Won't fall. Rebound Lanai Wills. Wills up the floor quickly to Armington. Picks up her dribble, goes to Wills. Wills, wide open layup. It's good. Full timeout called by Coach Rogers. We're going to take a short break. 38-23 the score. Pendleton Knights leads with 4:48 remaining here in the third on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios. Dental care for children and adults in Pendleton at 113 South Heritage Way. Phone 765-221-5900. Online at drdanawright.com.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court for this presentation of Lady Arabian Basketball. If you're just joining us alongside Liam Davis, I'm Michael Hooker. With 4:48 remaining here in the third, Pendleton Heights leads 38-23 over the LaPelle Lady Bulldogs in the first round of the Madison County Tournament. So it'll be Pendleton Heights ball. Out of the timeout.
The Arabians have gone on a little bit of a cold streak. We haven't seen them score in a couple minutes now.
After those two quick buckets there at the start of the half, they've gone quiet offensively. They still lead by 15, so Roberts to Hupfer, high post, pump fake, kicks it to Warfel. Casey Warfel, her J barely rims out, gets her own rebound though, nearly loses it, a steal by Lanaya Wills. Up ahead quickly to Armington. Warfel, the quick steal. Hupfer saves the ball from going out, and a foul. Foul goes on to Lanaya Wills. Her first, team's first, as Dawson checks back in for LaPelle for Mraz. So it'll be Pendleton Heights ball after the foul by the Lady Bulldogs. Roberts brings up the ball. Pendleton Heights finds Hupfer. Now to Trout, top of the key. Over to Jones, far wing, drives. Resets, goes to Trout. Now to Roberts, top of the key. Trying to get it to Huffer in the post. Goes out of bounds, and it'll be a turnover and lapel ball. So once again, Pendleton Heights, an empty possession offensively. Just can't seem to get much going here in the start of the second half as entry pass tipped out of bounds by Jones. So it'll stay with LaPel. Dawson to inbound once again. Goes to Goodwin. Linnea Wills, top of the key. Finds Goodwin. Kicks it out to Dawson. Now to Bodenhorn. Trying to get it to Wills. Trying to save it from going back court. Huffer fakes the pass to Trout. Layup won't fall. Rebound Dawson. Working on Warfel in the backcourt. Loses the ball. Goes out of bounds. Some good defense there by Casey Warfel. And will be another turnover in Pendleton Heights ball.
Once again, Casey Warfel is very aggressive on the defensive side, going one-on-one with Dawson in the backcourt and causing a turnover.
Well, we've seen that a lot this season. And, you know, she's very hard to get around. She's a quick player, long arms, so... Jones is three, no good. And a foul called. Foul goes on Huffer. They say she pushed Wills, so her second, team's second of the quarter. So with 3:15 remaining, score still 38-23. Pendleton Heights leads by 15. Wills crosses over, drives to her right. Shot's good and a foul. Foul goes on Huffer, so that'll be her third, team's third. So Aubrey Warfel and Aubrey Gray will check in for Trout and Roberts. Wills. And one. It's good.
That gets her up to 15 points, leading both teams in scoring now.
So Bowles comes in, I believe, for Bodenhorn for the Lady Bulldogs. Gray to Jones. Over to Warfel. Wills the steal. On the fast break, Linnea Wills layup. It's good. So the lead for Pendleton Heights starting to dwindle away, as they only lead by 10 now. LaPel here in the second half having a surge offensively. Aubrey Warfel, the three. No good. Gets her own rebound. Gets it to Huffer in the post. Shot no good, but a foul on Bowles. Believe her fourth foul. Up for the first. Won't fall, so. Bowles comes out for Bodenhorn. So 2:27 remaining here in the third. LaPel trails by 10, 38-28 the score. Wills on the fast break, finds Goodwin. Three is blocked by Warfel. So it'll go out of bounds, and we'll stay with LaPel. But, man, Pendleton Heights, they can't score here in the second half. Huffer missed both free throws. Wills off the inbound, working on Jones. Kicks it to Dawson, trying to get it to Goodwin. A near steal. Jump ball. Will be Pendleton Heights ball. So Pendleton Heights still leading by 10. Trying to not let LaPel back into this. So Rose comes back in for Armington. Jones to inbound, goes to Gray. Finds Jones on the near wing. Goes to Huffer in the post, working on Will. Spin around. Jay won't fall. Rebound Aubrey Warfel. Her shot won't fall. Gets her own rebound. Shot won't fall, but a foul. Foul goes on Dawson. So that's her first, team's third. So both teams, three fouls here in the third quarter. Aubrey Warfel makes that one. So Pendleton Heights, only 5 points here in this second half. As Aubrey Warfel, the second one good. So now 6 points here in the second half for Pendleton Heights. Lania Wills up the floor. Finds Moroz. Back to Wills. Far wing. Goes to Armington. Back to Moroz. Deep three-pointer. Off the mark. Rebound Casey Warfel. Up the floor quickly. Layup. Good.
She just uses her speed to get all the way down the court.
Usual play there from Casey Warfel with a minute and a half remaining here in the third. Pendleton Heights leads 42-28 over the Lady Bulldogs. Entry pass to Wills. Layup won't fall. Rebound again by Casey Warfel. Showing off the speed. Stop. Pop. Shot no good. Rebound Hupfer. Spinning around in the post. Her shot won't fall. Rebound Casey Warfel. Her layup won't fall. Gets her own rebound. Shot's good and a foul. With just a minute five remaining here in the third, Pendleton Heights leads 44-28. Reporting in for the rebound, number 5, Baby Trout, and number 23, Perry. So Trout and Perry will enter back into the game for Jones and Hupfer. Casey Warfel, an and-one opportunity. Shots up, no good. Pendleton Heights struggles from the line, still continue. With just a minute remaining here in the third quarter, Pendleton Heights leads 44-28. Goodwin with it. Over to Armington, three-pointer. Banks it in. So Aubrey Gray brings the ball up for Pendleton Heights.
There's some discommunication on the Arabian defense, leaving Armington wide open on the wing.
Casey Warfel with it, far wing. Finds Perry. Kicks it to Trout, top of the key. Driving on Goodwin. Spin around, shot, won't fall. Rebound, Bodenhorn, and a foul.
Foul call on the floor.
Supposed to be Pendleton Heights fourth. It'll be Bree Perry's first, or I'm sorry, second, team's fourth. Goodwin the inbound to Bodenhorn. Pendleton Heights kind of backed off of that full court press. Just under 20 seconds remaining here in the third. Offensive foul. So that'll be the fifth. Fifth team foul with 15 seconds remaining here in the quarter. Now 10 seconds. Pendleton Heights has the ball playing for the last shot of the quarter. Casey Warfel with it. Hop step. Loses the ball. A steal by Lania Wills. That'll end the three quarters. So 44-31, Pendleton Heights leads after three on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers. Located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765
617-942-0.
Back to Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to Pelton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court for the first round of the Madison County Tournament on the girls' side. This is our doubleheader for tonight. Pelton Heights leads 44-31 over the Lady Bulldogs. And second half offensively for Pelton Heights. Hasn't really been much. I mean, they've kind of gone quiet.
And the shots just weren't falling in the third quarter. Hopefully this quarter changes it all.
Yeah, first half, Pendleton Heights was shooting very efficient. Everything they were shooting was basically going in, and now it's a completely different story. And a turnover there. Hupfer on the fast break. Euro step, left-handed layup. It's good. I don't know what happened there, but steal, up for two on the opposite end for Pendleton Heights. Wills with it on the opposite end for the Lady Bulldogs. Goes to Rose. Defended closely by Trout. Now to Bodenhorn. Over to Armington. Back to Rose. Finds Goodwin, top of the key. Now to Bodenhorn. Back to Rose in the corner. Into the post for Wills. Shot. Bounces around and in for two.
Lenai Wills is up to 19 points on the night.
In that first half, only 7 points. Carrying the load offensively here in the second half for LaPel. Olivia Jones has it on the opposite end. Four Pendleton Heights. Step back. Jay won't fall. Rebound secured by Bodenhorn. Wills finds Bodenhorn. Now to Armington. Into Wills in the post. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound, and that shot's good. So Pendleton Heights again, still here in the second half, can't seem to get anything going offensively. Trout with it, near wing, finds Roberts. Screen by Trout. Goes to Warfel, far wing. Gets a screen by Hupfer. Pull up, Jay falls. Warfel the two.
She's up to 16 points now. Same with Ada Hupfer.
48-35 the score. 6:35 remaining here in the game. Offensive foul by Wills. Shoved Trout to the ground. Well, Pell fans definitely not agreeing with that call. That's Wills' second, team's first of the quarter. Roberts the ball for Pendleton Heights. Finds Hupfer, high post. Tries to get it to Warfel. Off the foot of Wills, so it'll stay with the Lady Arabians. 6:20 remaining here in regulation. 48-35 the score. Jones to inbound. Floats it in to Hupfer. Back to Jones in the corner. Drives baseline. Throws it off Rose to save the possession. Goes out of bounds and will stay with the Lady Arabians. I believe they hit a photographer's camera down there.
It looked like it, or he might have blocked the camera.
I don't know. Finds Casey Warfel for the wide open layup off the inbound, and it's good. So 50-35 now the score with 6:05 remaining here in regulation. Lanaya Wills, quick J on the opposite end. Won't fall. Rebound secured by Casey Warfel. Opposite end, shot blocked by Wills. LaPel on the fast break. Wills working on Hupfer in the post, stolen away by Hupfer. Now Emma Roberts, the fast break layup. It's good. And Coach Newby will call a full timeout. We'll take it with him. 5:40 remaining here in the first, fourth. Pendleton Heights leading 52-35 on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program
comes from our donors and underwriters and from community sports and wellness, fitness, tennis, pickleball, and athletics. Located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton. Phone 765-744-1606. Online at communitysw.com.
Back to Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court for this presentation of the first round of the Madison County Tournament, where Pendleton Heights leads 52-35 over the LaPel Lady Bulldogs with 5:40 remaining in regulation. Pendleton Heights got the lead early in this one, and really, they just haven't given it up. They've kind of let LaPel crawl back offensively the second half. Pendleton Heights, it's kind of night and day to that first half. They couldn't struggle to get anything to fall for themselves, but in that first half, everything was falling. As Lania Wills has it for the Lady Bulldogs. It goes to Armington. Over him, Rose. Three. Blocked by Aubrey Warfel. Casey gets the rebound up ahead to her sister Aubrey. Secures the pass. Tries to go cross court to Roberts. Tipped out by Bulls, so it'll stay with Pendleton Heights.
By the way, Casey Wolf has 18 points to go along with 7 rebounds.
So a strong outing here for Casey Warfel, the senior guard. Lania Wills trying to steal the inbound, tips it out of bounds, so it'll stay with Pendleton Heights. I believe Casey is closing in on 2,000 points this year. Has the most points in girls basketball history, I believe, here for Pendleton Heights with 1777 and counting. Three-pointer won't fall. Rebound Ada Hupfer. It's good. But Casey Warfel offensively has been phenomenal in her career here, and it's still going as Wills finds Moreau's. Not a good one. Working on Warfel. Drives. Kicks it out to Armington. Adam Rose over to Wills. Finds Bowles. Hands it off to Wills. Steps back. Thought about a three. Goes to Bowles instead. Back to Wills in the post. Shot won't fall, but a foul. Fouls on Olivia Jones. So that's her second, team's first of the quarter. Wills, first free throw, no good. With 4:28 remaining, 54-35 the score. Pendleton Heights still leading by what, 19, is that?
Yeah, 19.
I believe that's the biggest lead of the night by either team. As Wills' second one up and in. Cuts the lead to just 18.
She's up to 22 points now.
Olivia Jones with it. Near wing. Looking where to go with it. Goes to Casey Warfel. Screen from Hupfer. Kicks it to Hupfer in the post. Spin around Jay. Good.
She's up to 20 points.
Hey to Hupfer. Offensively tonight has been very efficient and very good for Pendleton Heights. I believe leads the way, right?
Yeah, for Pendleton Heights.
Yeah, so Bowles with it on the opposite end for LaPel. Rose back to Bowles, now to Wills. Wills working on Jones, finds Armington. Over to Bowles, back to Armington. Resets, goes to Rose, now to Goodwin. In the Bowles, now to Armington. And foul, I believe it goes on Aubrey Warfel. Goes on Emma Roberts. Aubrey Gray subs in. No, foul goes on Aubrey Warfel. So that's her first, team second. Aubrey Gray checks in for Roberts. Bodenhorn hands it off to Rose. Now to Wills. Wills drives, step back. That Jay, no good. Rebound by Aubrey Warfel. Aubrey Gray with it. Drives, layup, shot won't fall. Rebound secured by Huffer. Tips the rebound out. Looked like Jones had it, and Huffer just was going for the rebound. Shot's good, and a foul for Wills on the opposite end. So, sorry, a charge. A charge by Wills, and I don't think Wills has come out of the game once. I mean, she is leading this LaPel team. That'll be Wills' third, team second. 3 minutes remaining here. Pendleton Knights leads by 20. Over Lady Bulldogs. A miscommunication there. Huffer's pass stolen away by Wills on the opposite end. Lania Wills. Bodenhorn corner goes to Armington. Now up to Wills. Jab step drive. Layup falls.
Lania Wills.
She's up to 24. Lania Wills.
Wills offensively is carrying the load for the Lady Bulldogs here in this second half. As Aubrey Warfel with it on the opposite end for Pendleton Heights. Her layup won't fall. Rebound Olivia Jones. Shot good. So 58-38 the score. 2 minutes remaining here in regulation. Pendleton Heights leads by 20. Wills with it. Defended closely by Huffer. Resets. Goes to Armington. Madam Rose, deep three-pointer. Can't cash in. Rebound, Huffer. Gray kicks it to Huffer. Pump fake.
Traveling violation call.
And a travel, so it'll be LaPel ball off the turnover. Minute and a half remaining in regulation. Pendleton Knights leads by 20. Wills with it. Driving. Trying to back down Huffer. I believe a forearm. Caught on Ada Huffer. That's her fourth. Team's third. What is that considered? Hand checking?
I think so, or just pushing.
I don't know. But Rose's three, no good. Rebound, Huffer. Warfel, fast break, layup won't fall. Rebound, Olivia Jones. Shot, no good, but a foul. Foul goes on Armington, her second. Team's third. With a minute 10 remaining here in regulation. Jones is first. Good.
We haven't seen that much from the Arabians.
Seen what? Make it free throws?
Making the free throw.
Yeah, that might be a point of emphasis after this game. Olivia Jones misses the second one. Huffer fights for the rebound and puts it back in for two. Having a solid night here tonight. Over 20 points for the sophomore.
22 points to go along with 9 rebounds.
Very solid outing for her. Wills, shot no good, but a foul.
And I will draw the foul. We'll go to the line and shoot two for the foul.
53 and a half seconds remaining. Foul goes on Casey Warfel.
Casey Warfel, her third, team foul number 4 from Hampton Heights.
Well, that's her second, team's fourth. So Wills. Her first, falls.
She is up to 25 points now.
Avery Miller and Bree Perry come in for Casey Warfel and Ada Huffer and Lania Wills. 18 second half points. Willing this Lady Bulldog team offensively here in the second half. Now 19 second half points. Pendleton Heights is still leading by 21. With just 45 seconds remaining in the game. Olivia Jones with it. Kicks it to Aubrey Gray. Layup won't fall. Lania Wills, rebound, trying to go coast to coast. Shot no good, but a blocking foul. Foul goes on Aubrey Warfel, I believe. Her second team's fifth, so Wills will go to line for two more. First one, no good. Second one from Wills falls. So 20 second half points for Lania Wills as they trail by 20 with 25 seconds remaining here in regulation, 61-41. You can basically say this one is pretty much wrapped up. And Pendleton Heights will advance in the Madison County tournament after a good showing here against the LaPel Lady Bulldogs. And with 10 seconds remaining, Lania Wills with the ball for LaPel. Gets a screen, drives, kicks it out. Bodenhorn takes a three. Won't make a difference. Rebound, Avery Miller, as that's the ball game. Pendleton Heights takes down the LaPel Lady Bulldogs. First round of the Madison County Tournament on the girls' side. 20-point victory here for Pendleton Heights. So they will take on the winner of, I believe, Alexandria and Anderson, and they will play at either APA or Frankton. We will have more information on that game for you guys shortly, but we're going to take a short break on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
That's kind of going to be the plan, and we just got to make sure that we execute on the offensive end.
You know, it should be a good game. I think they can come away with the win.
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We're here with a quick postgame show for you guys as we do have the boys game coming up very, very shortly here on the Arabian Sports Network. We will get to that. But let's wrap up things here for the girls' side. So if you're just joining us alongside Liam Davis, my name is Michael Hooker. Pendleton Heights won 61-41, 20-point victory over the LaPel Lady Bulldogs as Coach Rogers is making his way up here for our post-game interview. So we're going to get the post-game interview out of the way and then wrap things up. As we are now joined here by the head coach of the varsity girls basketball team, Coach Rogers. So thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So taking down the LaPel Lady Bulldogs, who did beat you guys last year in the county tournament, what does it really feel like to get a win against them on your home court in the county tournament?
You know, we were able to do what we wanted to do. You know, I think you could tell that the snow – kind of had us a little lethargic, but they're a good ball club. I don't know, what was that final?
61-41.
Yeah, you know, that's a good win for us. We want to be a little bit tighter on defense, but Lania Wills is hard to guard. So, you know, all the credit to the girls. They found a way.
Yeah, Wills, 27 points there in the game, 20 of them coming there in that second half. But you know, Ada Huffer, 22 points there, really using her size to her advantage there in the post. Casey having 19 points as well. So what did you really see out of the two of them tonight in this one?
You know, Ada did a good job of seeing one. Casey did a fantastic job of rebounding. You know, I think she had 7 or 8 rebounds. She had 5 assists. She had 6 or 7 steals, a block, you know, multiple hustle plays. you know, there's just a lot of good things to go around. Ada, you know, another, I think she had her normal. She did a great job inside the paint. Let's talk about the defensive effort from a lot of girls. I know I'm down there yelling and screaming, but, you know, our girls did a good job of working and coming out with a 20-point victory.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, the games were supposed to be played last night. It got moved to tonight. Obviously, the snowstorm, you said, that kind of had a factor. It seemed like their second half, offensively, you kind of just got to slow down and couldn't get the shots that you were making in the first half.
We turned into jump shooting. You know, we started to settle, and, you know, that's not what we were looking to do. We were looking to get out in transition and do some of those things. And, you know, I felt like we were lethargic. And, you know, that happens when you get thrown a curveball with the storm and, you know, not get a chance to practice and things like that. So, but we were able to find a way and move forward. And now we got to stay locked in and, you know, get ready for the next one.
All right. Thank you so much, Coach Rogers, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thanks.
All right. Well, that will do it here for me and Liam for this presentation of the first round of the Madison County Tournament on the girls' side. We hope you all enjoyed, as we're going to take a short break. When we return, we should have the boys' game underway. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Pendleton Heights Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network. We greatly appreciate all of our donors and underwriters who helped make this possible. This is 91.7 WEEM.